and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and as always, it is my pleasure to transport you to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of modernity and music was captured through the marvel of acoustic recording. Today is Tuesday, December the 17th, 2024, and you found your way to my digital abode, a cozy cottage nestled in the frosted fields of the digital countryside, where the snow lies gently on the ground, and the air is filled with the scent of pine and wood smoke, and the kittens are in the house terrorizing and playing with their toys that they've received before Christmas. Now picture yourself settling into a large, overstuffed Victorian chair, with a cup of steaming cocoa or coffee in hand, the kind that warms you from the inside out. Beside you is a crackling fire dancing in the hearth. The faint chime of Christmas bells ring in the distance. This week, we're celebrating the sounds of the season with a Christmas edition of 3Tune Tuesday. Together, we'll dive into the world of early Christmas recordings, a time when holiday tunes were etched into shellac and played on wind-up phonographs, bringing the warmth of music to households long before Spotify playlists and holiday radio stations. These songs are a window into Christmas's past, where communities gathered around crackling fires and families made memories under the soft glow of candlelight. So step back in time with me as we explore three charming Christmas tunes that capture the spirit of the holiday season. Each song is a little time capsule of Christmastime cheer, lovingly preserved for over a century. From joyful orchestral arrangements to serene bell melodies, these records echo the magic of a simpler, perhaps cozier Christmas time. Now settle in and let the snow fall gently outside while we begin this journey into the Christmases of yore. It's Christmas time in the early 20th century, a season filled with wonder, with warmth, and the unmistakable sound of music. Imagine the glow of kerosene lamps, casting flickering shadows on freshly decorated trees, the scent of pine mingling with baked goods cooling on windowsills. Families gather close, their excitement building as they prepare to celebrate the most festive time of year. And amidst it all, the gramophone hums to life, bringing the joyous sounds of Christmas into the homes. In those days, music was a centerpiece of holiday celebrations. Without television or streaming playlists, it was records like the one we'll hear today that filled the air with carols and cheerful tunes. Communities would come together to sing and dance, their voices joining the melodies preserved on shellac discs, a testament to the power of music to unite and uplift. But these recordings are more than just entertainment. They're snapshots of a time when technology was revolutionizing the way we celebrated the holidays. Acoustic recording for electric volume amplification was not yet a thing, had unlocked the ability to capture and share music widely, allowing even remote villages to enjoy the same songs as bustling cities. It was a time when the world began to feel smaller, brought together by shared experiences and the universal language of song. Today, we'll explore three enchanting Christmas recordings from the early 1900s. Each is a unique window into a long-ago holiday season. From the elegance of Merrick Weber's trio to the boisterous energy of the Black Diamonds Band, and then the serene beauty of Robert Gaylor's Christmas Bells, we'll paint a rich tapestry of how Christmas sounded over a century ago. So let's step back into that world. Close your eyes and imagine the soft glow of candles, the rustle of evergreen boughs, and the warm crackle of an old phonograph. Our journey begins now with music that transcends time to remind us of the true spirit of Christmas. And our journey begins with the elegant strains of Songs of Christmas by the Merrick Weber Trio, a piece that embodies the charm and sophistication of early 20th century holiday music. Merrick Weber was a German bandleader and violinist and renowned for his impeccable style and ability to evoke deep emotion through his music. And the song itself is a nod to the European Christmas tradition, with the melody steeped in the warmth and richness of classical influences. Lefebvre Wellie, the composer, was known for his works that blended grandeur with accessibility, making them popular choices for festive occasions. Here, his composition is brought to life through Weber's tender interpretation, making it a perfect accompaniment to candlelit gatherings and quiet moments by the fire. Produced by Odeon Records, this recording is a fine example of how early acoustic technology was used to preserve the nuances of instrumental performances. It took care and precision to capture each note. They didn't have multi-track recording. It was recorded once into a horn and recorded immediately onto a rotating wax disc, which was a process that was as much an art as a science. If it was done incorrectly, they did it again from beginning to end. So as we listen, picture yourself in a grand drawing room decorated with holly and mistletoe, the soft glow of gas lamps reflecting off polished wood and crystal and casting those shadows on the decorated tree. The trio's music from the phonograph will fill the air with gentle notes wrapping around you like a warm embrace, a reminder of the peace and joy that Christmas brings. And allow yourself to be transported to perhaps a serene Christmas Eve, where the cares of the world melt away and the spirit of the season reigns supreme. Before we continue with our musical Christmas journey, let's take a moment and talk about what keeps the fire crackling here at Three Tune Tuesday, and that is Skeleton Brew Coffee. Now, if you're like me, coffee isn't just a drink, it's a ritual. And there's no better way to keep your spirits bright this holiday season with a freshly brewed cup from Skeleton Brew Coffee. Skeleton Brew offers 6 distinct roasts, ranging from light and lively to dark and mysterious. This year, they've embraced the holiday spirit with 3 Yule-inspired roasts that capture the magic of the season, as well as a mischievous Krampus-inspired roast for a bit of cheeky fun. Whether you're cozying up with a mug by the fire or embracing your inner holiday rebel, they've got a blend for you. Now, it's true at this point, December 17th, we're running a little late for delivery before Christmas Day, but let's be honest, the season of cheer doesn't end on December 25th. For those of us who keep the holiday spirit alive well into January, there's never a wrong time to enjoy the festive flavors of Skeleton Brew. What makes Skeleton Brew even more special is their commitment to quality and sustainability. All their coffee is ethically sourced and roasted in small batches only after you place your order. This means you're getting coffee that's as fresh and vibrant as the season itself. And the best part for me is that Skeleton Brew is the reason 32 and Tuesday keeps spinning. Every purchase you make supports this show and helps us continue bringing you vintage music treasures week after week. So if you're ready to give it a try, head on over to Skeleton Brew Coffee at https://skeletonbrew.coffee and use the code TUNE10, that's TUNE10, at checkout to get 10% off your order. Treat yourself to something delightful and support the arts while you're at it. It's the perfect win-win for the season. Now, with a fresh cup of Skeleton Brew in hand, let's return to the music and dive into our next Christmas classic. And the next song on this journey is the lively and festive Christmas Gems by the Black Diamonds Band, conducted by Mr. Eli Hudson. This recording was issued on the Zonophone Records label. It's our second of 3 different labels this week, and is a sparkling medley that encapsulates the joy and exuberance of the Christmas season. The Black Diamonds Band was one of the more popular ensembles of their time. They hailed out of England, and they were celebrated for their ability to create vibrant and technically impressive performances. Most of their recordings were on the Zonophone Records label, although they did have a few on a few others. What they were skilled at was crafting medleys like Christmas Gems, which seamlessly weave together familiar melodies to create a dynamic and celebratory listening experience. This recording is no exception, offering a delightful blend of tunes that evoke images of bustling holiday markets, joyful gatherings, and the twinkle of lights on a frosty evening. Eli Hudson, who was the conductor of the band for this recording, was a talented musician and band leader in of his own right, and was known for his precision and artistry. Under his direction, the Black Diamonds Band brought an energetic and cohesive sound to this medley, ensuring that every note captured the festive spirit of the season. Now, technologically, this was another acoustic recorded song, and this recording exemplifies the craftsmanship of the acoustic recording era. Engineers of the time worked tirelessly and very hard to preserve the recording band's dynamic range, making sure that every detail resonated as clearly as possible. Before we move on to our final Christmas tune of the show, let's take a moment to share what's happening here and over at Blind Skeleton. Now, with the holiday season in full swing, we're mostly taking a break during the last half of December to relax and soak in the magic of the season. But we've still got a few things going on and a couple of fires burning. Every Friday, for instance, we're continuing our Friday night movie series. This week we're diving into another silent movie adaptation of A Christmas Carol. If you're a fan of vintage cinema or the timeless tale of Ebenezer Scrooge and his redemption, you won't want to miss this thoughtful exploration of how early filmmakers brought this classic story to life. And very soon, we'll be having our second annual Yule Spectacular podcast. Yulia will be joining me for talking about some wonderful old Christmas tunes. It'll be packed with festive fun, insights, and maybe even a few surprises, including one of the little cats running around and saying hi themselves. This episode is sure to be the perfect companion as you sip your cocoa and unwind after the holiday rush. So stay connected with us by visiting Blind Skeleton at https://blindskeleton.1 and joining our mailing list. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss a single review, podcast, or festive update. And for our final tune today, we turn to the serene and contemplative Christmas Bells by Robert Gaylor. This is a recording from the Edison label, Edison Records. It's our third of three today, that perfectly captures the tranquil beauty of the holiday season. It's a fitting conclusion to our journey through vintage Christmas music, as it offers a moment of calm reflection amidst the hustle and bustle of the festivities. Robert Gaylor was an accomplished musician whose work often leaned into the spiritual and meditative aspects of music. In Christmas Bells, he creates a soundscape that evokes the quiet majesty of a snowy Christmas morning. The delicate interplay of melodies mirrors the gentle ringing of bells, as if calling people to gather for a candlelit service, or to pause and reflect on the meaning of the season. Edison Records, which was known for its pioneering work in acoustic recording, ensured that every nuance of this performance was faithfully captured. The warm, resonant tones of the bells and the layered harmonies transport listeners to a bygone era of over a century ago, where such sounds might have been heard echoing across quiet towns on Christmas morning. So as you listen to this piece, imagine yourself standing outside a small country church, the snow crunching softly underfoot as the bells ring out across the still, frosty air. It's a moment of peace, a reminder of the season's deeper themes of love, community, and hope. And that brings us to the end of this special Christmas edition of Three Tune Tuesday. Today we've journeyed through the Yuletide sounds of a century ago, from the elegant melodies of the Mark Webber Trio's Song of Christmas, to the lively and jubilant medley of Christmas Gems by the Black Diamonds Band, and finally to the serene beauty of Robert Gaylor's Christmas Bells. Each piece has offered us a glimpse into how people of the past celebrated the holidays through music, preserving their joy, reflection, and festive spirit for generations to come. So as we bid farewell, let's remember that music has the power to bring us together, whether it's shared around a roaring fire or streamed to listeners across the globe. These recordings remind us of the timeless beauty of Christmas and the connections that bind us to one another, even across decades. Thank you for joining me today in my cozy digital cottage, nestled in the frosted fields of the digital countryside. Your support and love for vintage music keep the spirit of these treasures alive, and I'm deeply grateful for every one of you who tunes in each week. As you celebrate the season, may the sounds of yesteryear bring a little extra warmth and magic to your festivities. Remember, even as the modern world moves ever forward, there's always a place here by the fire where the music of the past plays on, timeless and true. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a joyous holiday season. This is, as always, Bonaparte, signing off for now until next Tuesday. In the meantime, keep those old records spinning, and may your days be merry and bright.